朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
那么我们今天正道的题目叫建造永生神的教会。
The title of the sermon today is Build the Church of the Living God.
我知道经过前面的开场白和我们的圣餐，剩的时间已经不多了。
It does look like we are running tight on time, with the introduction as well as the observation of the Holy Communion.
那么在来我们教会一段时间以前，我就已经在心中开始祷告，在教会所传讲的第一堂的信息要讲什么呢？
So before I came over, I've been contemplating and asking about what should be my first sermon to the church.
那神要我们建造什么样的教会？这个答案是早就记载在圣经当中的。
So the kind of church that God wants us to build has a long recorded in the scripture.
刚才我们所读的提摩太前书第一三章十五节，实际上是它的后半段。
So earlier the verse that we've read is in fact the second half of verse 15.
这里已经告诉我们两点关于教会非常重要的真理。
And it tells us of two very important truths about the church.
首先告诉我们教会是个家。
It tells us that the church is a home.
但是这个家不是一个普通的家。
But this home is no ordinary home.
这是永生神的家。
That this is the home or the house of the living God.
我们的神是永活的神。
That our God is living eternally.
每一次我们领圣餐的时候，都会和大家强调，我们领圣餐是表明主的死，但是是只等到他来。
So whenever we take the bread and the cup, we will be reminded that although it is a representation of Jesus' death, but it also speaks of his coming.
在其他的宗教，在其他的拜偶像的信仰当中，
in all other religions, in all other faiths that worship idols,
他们的教主是已经死了，或者正在走向死亡当中。
We know that the founders are either dead or are towards dying.
但是我们的主耶稣基督，他是永活的神。
But we know that our Jesus Christ is the living God.
他没有停留在十字架上。
That he is not stuck or he does not remain on the cross.
甚至他没有停留在那坟墓里面。
That he does not remain in the tomb.
今天他在天上父宝座的右边。
But that he is in heaven and seated on the right hand of God the Father.
从两千年以前各个沙山顶那个时刻，
From 2000 years ago on the apex of the hill Calvary，
从耶稣基督的坟墓变空的那个时刻，
From the emptying of the tomb of Jesus，
死亡的权势没有了，
There has been no authority when it comes to death，
罪恶黑暗的权势没有了，
That there is no darkness has no more authority，
他不能再在信主人人的神儿女的心中来做王了。
That there is no ability for death or darkness to be king over the people of God.
因为我们里面有永远的生命。
Because we have that eternal life in us.
我们刚才已经说到了，纵然外面有再多的恐慌，再多的磨难。
So earlier we've already made mention that even though there might be much chaos or suffering out there,
不可怕。
It is not frightening.
因为我们的主已经得胜。
Because our Lord has triumphed.
而教会
and for the church,
就是属于这一位永生神的教会和家。
This is the church, this is the home that belongs to this eternally living God.
耶稣自己说，他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus says that he is going to build his church on this rock.
那么我们的教会，我们的家，有一位的大家长，就是耶稣基督。
So our house, we have this patriarch, and he is Jesus.
你知道，前一两个月， 要准备搬来北卡，在那边很多弟兄姊妹也纷纷和我们告别。
So a couple months ago, as we were preparing our move down to North Carolina, there are many brothers and sisters who began to bid us farewell.
那么有的一些长辈他们自己有些慕道友不信主的啊，不信主的。
And so there are some elders and there are some seeker friends.
那么这些这个长辈 elderly， 那么他就说，哎呀，冯牧师，你在这边19年的时间来建立这个教会。
So some of these elders, they would say to me, "Wow, Reverend Feng, you've been here building up this church for the past 19 years."
那么然后呢，就跟我说了一句话。
And she said something to me.
说你像教会的大家长一样。
You are like the grand overseer of this family.
我说 no, 我可不是。
And I quickly replied, "Oh no, I'm not the patriarch."
我不是大家长，我只是一个小仆人。
I'm not the patriarch, I'm not the grandmaster, I am just a lowly servant.
我们的大家长是我们在天上的主耶稣基督，也是住在我们每一个人心中的主耶稣基督。
Our grand patriarch is the one who now resides in heaven as well as in us, and his name is Jesus.
在这个家里面，我们彼此都是弟兄姊妹。
That in this house, we are brothers and sisters.
互相为肢体。
That we are of a part of the body.
我们彼此有这个属灵的血缘的关系。
That we have this kinship by the spiritual blood.
我们谁都缺不了谁。
That we cannot be without each other.
让我们一起来同心的建造，来爱我们的这个家。
Such that we should come together and with love build up this home.
即使是现在我们分隔在各地，在自己的家中，在网络上面。
Even if we are now in our own homes, we may be scattered and we may just be everywhere while online.
我们仍然可以表达彼此之间肢体的关爱。
We can still express the love that we have for one another.
代祷，我们来共同服侍我们的教会。
That we can pray for one another, that we could still serve within the church.
来建造我们的教会，来传福音。
That we can build up the church, that we can proclaim the good news.
我在过去19年当中就服侍着一个教会，到Rochester 职堂，直到上个礼拜。
So for the past 19 years, I've been serving the church that has been planted in Rochester.
没想到要离开的时候，却面临这样的挑战：疫情，大家分散，居家令。
So we did not, definitely did not expect.That during the time that I'm preparing to leave, we would encounter such a contagion such that everyone scattered in their own homes.
心中没有担心吗？当然有。
Is there no concerns or worries in my heart? Of course there was.
但是若是神的引领和呼召，他的恩典够用。
But if it is by the guidance of God, then there will be sufficient grace.
我心中很感恩的就是两点。
I'm very thankful in my heart for two points.
第一点，为教会找到一位接任的牧者。
That there has been someone who is able to take my place for the church.
上个礼拜也在教会的主日崇拜当中，我和执事们一同为我们新任的牧者来按手祷告祝福。
And so we were able to pray over this newly appointed pastor.
把主的教会、主的羊群交托给他。
That we are able to commit the Lord's flock into His hands.
来继续为主服侍，带领主的教会。
That this newly appointed pastor will serve the Lord, will lead the church.
第二点我自己很感恩的是。
A second thanksgiving is this.
在疫情当中。
That during this pandemic.
牧者又要离开。
With the under shepherd needing to leave.
但是看到教会弟兄姊妹那个热心爱主的心，更加被挑望起来。
But we see that there is a stirring up of the heart and passion to serve the Lord in the brothers and sisters.
各种各样彼此的这种的关怀，刚才我也分享了一点。
That there are so many acts of mutual love and care.
还有一点你能够看到，就是在过去疫情开始，很多教会，这也是完全正常的。那么教会的这个奉献各方面都有所下降。
And so we also see that As a common observation, many of the offerings did decrease with the start of the pandemic.
但是感谢神，也让他这个仆人比较安心。在过去这半年，教会的这个奉献不但没有下降，还增加了。
But for me, I have been much comforted to see that over the past half a year, not only did the offering not reduce or decrease, but in fact it increased.
所以这样也能够比较安心、放心的来到北卡来就任。
And so for me, more at ease about leaving the church in Rochester to come over here in North Carolina.
教会不是任何一个人的教会。
The church does not belong to just anyone.
是神的家，神的教会，他自己负责任。
But this is the house of God that He is responsible over the church.
当然了，他也在教会当中来安排设立一些不同的不管是牧者、执事、长老、同工，一同大家来参与服事，一同来引导带领，更多是来做仆人。
At the same time, God has established.Servants within the church to do service that is rendered unto him, whether your role or your office is a pastor or an elder or a co-worker or a leader, whoever it is, we are all learning to be servants of the Lord.
第二点，提摩太前书三章第十五节也讲到，教会是真理的柱石和根基。
The second important truth that First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 tells us.Is that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth?
如果讲到这个根基这个题目呢，实际上我们可以展开讲很长的时间。
So if we are only to focus on the topic of foundation, we could in fact extend it into a sermon series.
我在这里很快的指出几点来，和大家一同我们来思考。
But very briefly, let me just make mention of certain points.
首先，第一点，刚才我们已经唱了这个诗歌。大家一定都阿们的，教会的根基是主耶稣基督他自己，对吗？阿们不阿们？感谢赞美主。
So earlier we've sung the song that speaks of the truth that the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ, and this is the truth that we will amen, right?
Yes. 另一方面，我们也知道，不管我们自己个人，特别是主的教会，根据以弗所书，我们在这里已经给大家这个放出来，教会的根。那我们请三名牧师来翻译。
We see this truth further expounded in Ephesians chapter 2 as written out on the slide.
那么教会也建立在使徒和先知的根基上面。
We see that the church is being built on this foundation that is of the apostles and the prophets.
那么如果要是我们还觉得自己还不够 confused, 圣经里面又说教会又是真理的柱石和根基。
And yet, at the same time, if it's not confusing enough, we see that the church is also the pillar and the ground of the truth.
当然了，我们知道圣经肯定没有自相矛盾的地方。
And so we know that within Scripture is not self-contradicting.
到底谁是谁的根基呢？
So who is whose foundation?
你知道吗？对天主教的信徒来说，
For those who are of the Roman Catholic faith.
大家请要注意，在天主教当中有爱主的基督徒，也有重生得救的基督徒。
And so something we have to take note and remember is that within Roman Catholicism, there are earnest and sincere believers who are redeemed and reborn.
但另一方面，我们有一说一，有二说二。
But at the same time, we need to speak of the truth.
在天主教当中也有一些的观念是有些不尽完全合乎圣经，或者是片面解经的。
But at the same time, as much as there is purity of thought within Roman Catholicism, there are also teachings that are either incomplete or they are not necessarily the right exegesis or explanation of Scripture.
那么根据教会是真理的柱石和根基，刚才我们所读的这个今天的主题经文。
And so understanding what the pillar and the ground of truth means.
那么天主教里面有这样一种的讲法。
Within Roman Catholicism, there is such a teaching.
我们说我们独一的权威是圣经，对不对？
That we, for us, as evangelicals, we speak of the Bible as the sole authority.
上一次我过来的时候，记得也和大家分享我记得很清楚，在英文堂当中也和大家有分享，我们是Bible only, Scripture only.
And so when I visited CCMC a while back, I did share and remind brothers and sisters that we are a church that looks to Scripture as the only authority.
那么如果你跟天主教对话的，他说不是这样子的。
But if you speak to a Roman Catholic, someone may tell you, no, that's not the case.
没有，他说我们教会也是权威，天主教会也是权威。
We say that the Roman Catholic Church is also the authority.
我们说不对啊，圣经啊。
He said, but what about the Bible as the authority?
他说圣经是教会定的。
There will be a teaching that says,coming from the Roman Catholics to say that the church is, the scripture is set up by men, by the church.
因为你看这里讲的。
But yet, look into scripture.
但是如果我们看圣经看得完全，把我们这几处的经文都拿出来一起看，我们就晓得明白了。
Yet, as if we are to take out these particular references within the Bible, it becomes clearer.
耶稣基督是那房角石，是那个 cornerstone.
That we see that Jesus Christ himself is the cornerstone.
使徒先知不错是根基。
That saints and men, and the prophets, they are foundations.
但是我们不是在那里高举彼得，在那里高举保罗，啊，像天主教说，啊，这个磐石，我要把我的教会建造着磐石，这磐石就变成是 Peter, 大石头小石头。
But that we are not exalting the apostles such as Peter or Paul. In fact, in Roman Catholicism, they exalt Peter to be the rock as the tiny rock that the big rock Jesus Christ is building a church on.
这个地方非常重要。使徒和先知作为根基，是指他们的教训。
That it is critical that we remember that as foundations, that is the apostles as well as the prophets, it is the word that comes from them, not they themselves.
是指他们替神讲话，传递出来，直到今天我们手中的这一本的圣经。大家阿们吗？
It is the revelation that comes from them, the word that God gives through them that gives us our Bible today.
不然你看圣经，这个保罗和彼得他们之间好像还有一点的这个小意见呢，对不对？
If not, if we look into scripture, there are times where we see that there is tensions or difference in opinions between Peter and Paul.
我们有的基督徒很喜欢保罗，效法保罗，效法保罗，不错，我们是要效法保罗。
And for many of us Christians, we do admire or even look up to Apostle Paul, and we say we want to imitate Paul.
可是保罗他自己怎么说呢？说你们当效法我，后面还有半句。
But what did Apostle Paul say?He said that you are to imitate me, but then that's not the complete sentence.
像我效法基督一样。
The full sentence is imitate me as I imitate Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主的话语，使徒先知所传递的教训，乃是教会的根基。
And so the Bible that we have in hand, this word, this scripture, this that comes from the apostles as well as the prophets, this.Is the foundation.
那好了，那我们今天读的经文，那怎么又反过来了？教会又变成是真理的柱石和根基了呢？
But yet there still seems to a tension that is not resolved because it does say that the church is the pillar and the ground of truth.
不要小看主的教会。
Do not undermine or underestimate the church of the Lord.
教会就是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
基督是教会的头。
That Christ is the head of the church.
在今天的世界上，教会是真理的传递者和维护者。
That today the church is the one who speaks of the truth and protects the truth.
特别是我们看到今天世代是越来越混乱，越来越多的罪恶、被盗的事情。
And we see that there is so much confusion and sin and just rebellion or departure from truth.
在我们手中，亲爱弟兄姊妹，有一个极大的责任，就是好好的来维护这本圣经真理。
But in scripture, in the Bible that we have, we are to use it to defend the truth.
若是一百年以后主还没有来，我希望一百年以后主已经来了，我们不会等那么久，但是我不是在这里发预言。
I'm praying and hoping that the Lord will not take another 100 years to return, and I'm not speaking prophecy here.
若是两百年以后主还没有来
，But if it's 100 years or 200 years and the Lord has yet to return,
我们是不是还传讲同样的真理
？Are we still speaking of the same truth?
还是虽然我们拿着同一本圣经，但实际上我们已经把里面的意思完全给它扭曲了，给它删除了。
Or is it that we're holding this Bible, but whatever truth that we're speaking has been warped, has been ranged out of shape?
这实在是看到今天的这个时代，很多的一些牧者同工觉得有一点要担忧的地方啊。
For the times that we live in, many coworkers, many leaders are looking at this time that we're living in, and there are concerns.
教会是真理的柱石和根基，这个地方的根基在原文当中是那个 support 那个意思，只在这个一个地方出现过，用过一次。
That this speaking of this pillar, it speaks of a support and is only used here in the Bible.
教会的底下的这个基石乃是耶稣基督，乃是我们圣经使徒先知传的教训，但是我们作为教会要去来维护，来去支持这个真理。
That the ground or the foundation that these supports land on, that is Jesus Christ himself. But we as his church, we are to then be of support of the truth.
好了，讲过这两点呢，后面大概应该是能够讲到十一点半是吗？那么呢，还有大概十五分钟的时间啊，让我们呢能够 get a little bit personal.
So we have about 15 more minutes. In terms of sermon time, and let us get a little bit more personal.
啊，这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean to get more personal?
我们知道普世的教会都是属主的。
We know that we have the universal church, and that the church belongs to the Lord.
啊，一个教会。
That there is one church.
啊， one universal church. 然后也有具体的不同的地方的一个一个教会。
At the same time, we know that there are specific local churches.In the different areas.
对我们自己，我们的教会 CCMC.
And so for us, CCMC.
神给我们的托付，我们也要建造什么样的教会呢？
That God has given us responsibilities, and what would that be?
我不知道弟兄姊妹怎么想。哎呀，我们新来了一位牧师。
So I don't know what you're thinking right now, as brothers and sisters. You're thinking, okay, we have the arrival of a new pastor.
那么这个牧师要怎样来引导这个教会往前走
？And how is our lead pastor going to lead us in moving forward?
啊，会不会做很多的改变
？Will there be many changes?
你看，我们圣餐的形式已经有一点改变了。
We see that our the way that we observe the Holy Communion has already been changed.
那么。我要给弟兄姊妹吃一颗定心丸。
And so I want to give you a tranquilizer to calm you down.
一方面当然了啊，我们一定会可能会看到一些的调整，一些的改变。
So for sure we will see adjustments. We will see some changes.
在我牧养了十九年的这个教会啊，当然我们从职堂开始大概是十七年左右的时间啊，我也和弟兄姊妹说，我说新牧师来了啊，新牧师有他自己的领受和做法。
So to the church in Rochester, one of my exhortation to the church is that with the newly appointed pastor, there will be certain ways that he will do.
也请弟兄姊妹要来配合，要来支持。
And so I beseech brothers and sisters to learn to collaborate as well as cooperate with the newly appointed pastor.
上个礼拜在教会的主日讲台，我跟大家讲得很清楚。
So I said this very clearly last Sunday over the pulpit.
我说我们新的牧师做得越好，我越高兴。
That I will be all the more happy if the newly appointed pastor is able to lead well.
就怕什么呢？这个牧师在教会太久了，离开以后，大家看这个新牧师来了，又要这样又要那样，不顺眼，这个是很麻烦的事情。
So what might be tricky is that for brothers and sisters who are very used to the way that things are for the past 19 years.We start to get a little agitated when there are certain things or there are some things to pick about the newly appointed pastor.
你知道在有的这个牧者说啊，说教会当中有一句最 powerful 的话。
There is a powerful saying within the church, so people say.
是什么呢？就是我们从来没有这样做过。
And what is that? And that would be like we've never done that before.
那么过来以后啊，和弟兄姊妹同工，我们一起祷告寻求，可能我们教会在有一些的啊拓展上面，或者一些做法上面，也许会有一些的调整。
And so now coming to CCMC, with brothers and sisters, with the coworkers, in terms of different areas of ministries, for example, in terms of let's say an expansion, there might be some differences in our approach.
但是
，however。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
下面 这十多分钟的时间 I'm going to preach on the name of our church.
In the next 10 minutes, 我将会用我们教会的名字来传讲这信息。
我们教会的名字非常的好。
Our name is, the name of our church is excellent.
CCMC.
CCMC.
这是我们不会改变，永远不会改变的。
This is a name that will not change.
That's our identity.
这是我们的身份。
除非，当然，如果神给我们有新的引领，我们要顺服。
But of course, when we have a new guidance or a new insight from the Lord, we are to obey and submit.
这些最基本的、最重要的，第一个 Chinese.
Foundationally speaking, Chinese.
哇，在今天这个时代，有点政治不正确啊。
To say this in this time is, in fact, not politically correct.
Biblically correct. 从圣经上来讲是没有问题的。
But speaking from the Bible, it is biblically correct, and there is no contradiction.
使徒保罗是向外邦人传福音的使徒，对吗？
Apostle Paul is the appointed apostle to the Gentiles.
每到一个地方，他先去犹太人的会堂传福音。
That wherever he goes, he does go to the Jewish synagogue first.
为了这件事情，不知道他受了多少的苦。
But that he has encountered many sufferings because of that.
就把当地的犹太人给激怒了，然后那些犹太人就跟他作对。
And they have he does agitate or cause agitation among the Jews, the local Jews, and who became opponents to him.
刚开始读《使徒行传》的时候，我就想啊，我说使徒保罗有点傻。
So when I first read the book of Acts, and in the beginning of Apostle Paul's story, I thought, well, it's kind of silly of him.
你直接去跟那外邦人传福音多好啊！
Why don't you just directly go and preach to the Gentiles? Excuse me.
罗马书九章第三节，保罗自己把他的心已经讲出来了。
But in in Romans chapter 9 verse 3, he does write about his heart.
对这些他同文同种的这些的犹太人，他的那个爱那个心意，虽然是像外邦人的使徒。
But that even though he is the appointed apostle to the Gentiles, he has that love, the heart for his brethren and his countrymen.
为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
He says that for I could wish that I myself were cursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh.
今天我们对我们自己的骨肉之亲有没有这样的爱？
So today, do we have that love for our own brethren and countrymen?
这句话不容易讲出来，哪怕我与基督分离，我都愿意，只要他们能够得救。
This is not an easy confession to make or proclamation to make, to say that I would rather I be accursed such that my brethren, my kinsmen, they are not separated from Christ.
今天没有时间，下次我会给大家看一些图片，还有这个，实际上我还设这个 video。2009年的时候，我在国内河南最穷的一个农村，他们那个团队给他们做一些服饰的时候。
In the next week or so, I will show brothers and sisters this video or some images from this mission trip in 2009 to this poor village in Hunan and to see some of the ministries there.
在河南，那么
河南 ，sorry，
他们就把这个经文《罗马书》九章第三节谱成了河南那个曲调歌曲来唱。
And they did take.This verse from Romans chapter 9, verse 3, and made it into a song in their local language.
今天我们在北美，今天我们在北卡，在三角区这个地方。
Today we in North America, in North Carolina, in RTP.
我们周围有许许多多的华人，对吗？
We have many Chinese who are around us, right?
好多人没听过福音，好多人没有得救。
And many have not heard of the gospel, and many are not saved.
在这全世界13亿、14亿的华人，有多少还没有得救
？And we see that there are 1.3 billion, 1.4 billion Chinese who have yet to be saved.
让我们能够快快的还着福音的债。
That may we hasten to pay the debt of the gospel.
我们作为 Chinese Church， 不是单单说我们在一起，大家感觉到比较舒服。
For us to be a Chinese church, it is not for the ease or the comfort.
我们有共同的话题。
It is not for the common topics.
而是因为我们有一个共同的传福音的对象。
But we are together as a Chinese church because we have a common audience to speak the gospel to.
我们能够更加有效地向我们的亲人同胞用他们明白的语言来讲出福音的真理。
That we are able to effectively relate to our friends and families who are Chinese or to use the language that is closest to our hearts.
今天有的时候有一种的讲法。
Today there is this way of looking at things.
这个有的美国基督徒他们也反对说华人教会、西班牙语教会、韩国人教会，这个他们不同意。
So there are some Americans who are opposed to having this ethnically defined churches.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印。邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听，更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。